Welcome to my study. After 30 years, I've concluded that everything you need to know to be successful in every part of your life is found in one book, the Bible.
Greetings, my name is David Johnson, and I'm really excited to be with you again today. We've been studying moral intelligence. Of all the things we have to have, it's moral intelligence. It is the basis of every other form of intelligence. Want to have financial intelligence? You gotta have moral intelligence. Well, our subject today is actually how moral intelligence affects political intelligence. So get ready, because that's our subject for the moment today. How morality, the difference between right and wrong, good and evil, how does that affect politics? And therefore, of course, how does it affect an entire nation? That's the subject. So let's first take a look at what we understand. It's true already, and it's simply this, that the U.S. Constitution declares that God is the basis of moral intelligence. Not only does the Constitution do it, but the Declaration of Independence. So let's just take a couple of looks at this. Here are some excerpts. Appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world. That was the basis of our documents. Look at this now. We hold these truths to be self-evident. I mean, anybody should be able to know this. It's self-evident. What? That all men are, now look at this. Oh, they're all created. And they're created equal. And watch this now, because they are not only created, but they are endowed by the Creator. Mm-hmm. So you see, our documents deal with God. Vec, let's go on. In the preamble, it says this, to assume among the powers of the earth, the other nations of the earth, the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. Wow. The fact is that the basis of American Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, was the idea that moral intelligence came from God. And we've already learned, haven't we, that no other source is quite capable. Men, it's not in men to direct their own steps. And should we trust government? Well, only if the government is following God. And if it's not, then maybe we better avoid it. So we must get back to this fundamental truth, that moral intelligence is necessary to affect political intelligence. And that's why our founding fathers used the Bible so very much. Because that's where the Creator, without question, inspired and made inerrant and infallible and irrevocable all the principles of morality in Scripture. And now, for almost 250 years, men and women have fought and died to protect these sacred standards, these moral intelligence facts. And so they have fought. And so they have died. And so they have faced all kinds of adversity. And so, why would somebody do that? Why would you risk your life and limb? Why would you be concerned? What would drive a person to give their life? I mean, would you die so somebody can be a thief? Would you die so somebody else back home could be a murderer? A pervert? A cheat? Nope. They died for standards. They died for the moral intelligence that was expected by our founding fathers. And in fact, to this very day, Men and women take the solemn oath to maintain these sacred standards. Wow. To pledge allegiance to that standard, those deductions, those incentives, those moral principles, doctrines, if you please, of Scripture, so that this could be maintained. So as you can probably already tell, it cost a lot to found this nation on a moral structure that men and women have died for and fought for. Yep, on land, in the air, in the sea, on the seas, in the Marines, and everybody fought and fought and died because of this. Uh-huh. It was worth dying for. Dying for the moral intelligence of a nation. Worth preserving, worth maintaining. In fact, the truth be known, to this very day, to this very day, families, wives, spouses, and children are willing to suffer loss just to maintain those sacred values and virtues. It seems lonely. There's a lot of hurt. There's a lot of pain, not just by those who never came back and gave their lives, but those got left behind, and sons and daughters reverently respect and revere and esteem the passing of father, the passing of mother, the military. Why? Why all this death? Why do men and women sign up for such risky endeavors? And I want to suggest to you that there's one main reason: to keep moral intelligence in the nation. They died for the morality that this nation stood for. Not only died for it, but ever since then we have developed technologies and institutions. Institutions have been built, developed, and directed to assure that the moral intelligence of our founding values still are maintained. And so in complex ways, in large endeavors financially, in structures, and buildings, thousands of people back it up. Statutes reminding us of everything that we have held close. The problem is that doom and gloom lurk now over the nation, our nation, because our leaders have forsaken the moral intelligence of God. Everything we've been fighting and dying for, promoting, we remember the light of the world, remember the city on the hill. We've done more in our history to better the whole world than any other nation. But now, we're facing some really tough times. Tough. Because there's a reason for it. I want you to take a look at the scripture. The wicked shall be turned into hell, And look at this, all the nations that forget God. Hell breaks out in nations that leave behind the moral intelligence of God. Because here's the story. When you forsake God, you forsake everything God stands for. And so hell is breaking out in the streets, in the places of business, in the concourse of life. Why? Because we've forgotten God. And when we forgot God, we forgot the moral intelligence, the difference between right and wrong, righteous and wickedness. We forgot the difference between good and evil, and consequently we're in a mess and fires. Yeah, take a look. Fires have broken out all over the place, and we are in great turmoil. Why is that? Like this verse said, the wicked, those that want to do evil, the wolves who choose wrong, those who reject moral intelligence will be turned into hell. That's not necessarily talking about some future destination, although that's probably true too. But they bring hell into their lives, into their families, into the nation. So, be warned. Look at this now. Arise. Oh God, rise. Don't let godless man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Look at this now. Put them in fear, O Lord. That the nations, look at this about nations, that the nations may know themselves to be but men, incapable, compromised, lost in their ways, have no idea between right and wrong, good and evil. And that's why the scripture is so clear about this, you know. Woe unto them that put good for evil and evil for good. Big trouble. Yeah. So man is exalting himself and trying to make God in his image instead of understanding that it is God that rules by power forever. You'll never bring God down. His eyes behold the nations. Look at this. He is watching nations. So don't let the rebellious exalt themselves above God. Oh my goodness. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Who has meted out the heavens with a span? Spread galaxies into the universe like the farmer sows seeds into the field. Who is he that comprehendeth the dust of the earth in a measure? Yes. And weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance. Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord? Who's telling him what to do? Or being his counselor, who has taught him? With whom took he counsel? Who did he have to get advice from? Who instructed him? Look at this. Who taught him the path of judgment? And who taught him knowledge? And who showed him the way of understanding? What a joke. Look at this now. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket. They are counted as the small dust of the balance. You know, this dust on the balance doesn't change the weight at all. Look at this now. And all nations before him are as nothing by comparison. They are counted as less than nothing and vanity. To whom then will you liken God? What likeness will you compare him to? Who's going to tell God what to do? Who's going to stand up and tell God where he's gone wrong? In fact, you know, there's a verse in the Bible that, here's what God says, testify against me. How have I wearied thee? He asked this question. Somebody stand up and tell God where he's gone wrong? Now, man's in big trouble. In fact, let's take a look at this scripture. Why do the unbelievers, those non-followers of God, rage? Why are they out of control? Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, domestically, nationally, wars against wars. And why do the people imagine a vain thing? Here's why. The leaders. Now, in this day, it was all about kings, but now we have presidents. They are the leaders and congressmen and senators. Here's what's happened. The leaders of the earth have set themselves, and the rulers have all figured it out and taken counsel together. Look at this now. Against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, look at this now, let's break their bands. Let's not do what God says. Let's not do what Jesus taught us. Let's break their bands, their hold on us. And let's cast away their cords from us. No strings attached, God. Sorry. We're out of here. You're out of here. And he that sits in the heavens shall laugh. What a joke. Because the Lord shall have them in derision. Big trouble. Not for God, for mankind. Does it affect God? It certainly does, because he loves people. So here's our problem today. This is why we must understand how moral intelligence should affect political intelligence. Because when we reject moral intelligence, there are consequences. Look at them. The nation and the kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Game over. Look at this. Yes, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Now, here's the story. That we who have moral intelligence must insist on political intelligence. And what is that? It is politics that is based on, functionalized by, moral intelligence, knowing what's right, wrong, good, evil. That's why past President Ronald Reagan said this. If we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be one nation gone under. This is not part of our theme for no idle reason. One nation under God. Indivisible. In other words, all of us need to be under God. Because it's the place where there can be liberty and justice for all. Now mark this, my friends. Make mental note, write it down if you have to, but liberty is not the right to do wrong. In fact, wrong takes away our liberty. So, let's see if we can get to some action plan here. Here it is. Moral intelligence requires us who have it to exercise judgment. Hey, not very often known in Scripture, but he that is spiritual judgeth all things. Because who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? Nobody. But look at this now. But we have the mind of Christ, and that's why we have moral intelligence. You see, for the Lord is a God of judgment. Now, we're not talking here. We're not talking here about condemnation and damnation, and we're talking here about adjudication. God's smart. God thinks. God wants you smart. God wants you to think. For God is a God of adjudication. And blessed are all they that wait for him. Look at this. For I, the Lord, I love judgment. I love the ability to make smart decisions. Yeah. To do just and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. So you can see our task is to, if you've got moral intelligence, is to adjudicate, is to judge. And what does that mean? Judge means to make a decision for or against. And in the political realm, we've got to make decisions for or against political decisions. We have to judge them based on moral intelligence, right? It means to separate thoroughly. You've got to sort out the good from the bad, the up from the down, the left from the right, the wicked from the righteous. To discriminate. To decide with some finality, bring some conclusion to the matter. To give a sentence concerning a matter, must deal with it. That's what it means. It means to try a cause, to figure it out, make sure of what's right and what's wrong, and know the difference. So moral intelligence must adjudicate political issues. If we do not, you've already seen the destruction of a nation. So let's take a look now about how do we do this. And so we must first understand that adjudicating political issues is the first step. It is the basis of cultural recovery, if we are ever to recover. It starts here. Look at the scripture. With my soul have I desired in the, I don't know about you, but I think about a lot of stuff at night. I think about the nation at night. And yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. And so you lay there in your bed and you think about the things of God. Now watch this. I don't want you to miss this. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Oh, let's take a look at that. When there is adjudication, proper moral adjudication, intelligent moral adjudication in the earth, that is how the inhabitants of the world learn the difference between right and wrong. So let favor be showed to the... Hey, watch this. If favor is showed to the wicked, they will not learn righteousness. That's why whatever somebody sows, they reap. And that reaping ought to be a heads-up warning. Watch this now. Because if favor is shown to the wicked, yet they will not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness, he will still deal unjustly. And look at this. And he will not behold the majesty of the Lord. The majesty of the Lord. What a great subject that would be. It's not just about his creation. It's about his thinking.
His adjudication skills, his smart. It's about his rules and regulations that are intended for our good. Look at this. Lord, when thy hand is lifted up, they won't see, but they shall see. And when they do, they shall be ashamed for the envy at thy people, and the fire of thine enemies shall devour them. In other words, all the opponents of God are going to come against the people. And that's big trouble. Let me show you a translation of this. When your decisions, God, are on public display, everyone learns how to live right. See? If the wicked are shown grace, they don't get it. They don't seem to get it. In the land of right living, they persist in wrong living, blind to the splendor of God. Oh my goodness, his ways are so smart. Now, so here you are, hopefully with me, join, with a measure of moral intelligence facing political issues of the day. So what then should we do? So here comes now the idea of Scripture, that this moral intelligence must be communicated to the leadership. O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? You have even stricken them, but they just keep on going wrong, even though it hurts. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. I don't want you to miss this. They have refused to receive correction. Watch now. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return to your moral intelligence. Therefore, I said, surely these are poor. It's not talking about their finances. They are not just poor, they are foolish. And why is it? Because they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of God. They don't know the ways of the Lord, and they don't know how he adjudicates things. So watch here now, because here's the point. I will get me in unto the great men. The president. Let's get to the president. Let's get to the senators. Let's get to the congressmen and women. Let's get to the Supreme Court membership. I will get me to the great men, and I will speak unto them. Now, I said, no. Because they have known the way of the Lord and the judgment of God. Why is this now? But these have altogether broken the yoke. They have burst the bonds they have, even though they once knew this. They said, to hell with it. Get out of here, God. We'll call it our way. So what's going to happen? Look at the next verse. Wherefore, a lion out of the forest shall slay them, and a wolf of the evening shall spoil them, and a leper shall watch over their cities. You don't think this is happening? Watch. Watch with me. Watch now. Lions
out of nowhere, out of another location, the forest shall slay them. The wolf of the evening shall spoil them. Ooh. In the evening. The leopard shall watch over the cities. Ooh. Now watch this. Everyone that goeth out thence shall be torn in pieces. Because their transgressions are many and their backslidings are increased. You know, there are different kinds of scriptures. I don't want you to miss this one because this is what he's saying. Let me give you another translation. The invaders are ready to pounce and kill like a mountain lion. A wilderness wolf, panthers on the prowl. Look at this. The streets won't be safe anymore. And why? Why is this? Why? Because the people's sins are piled high. Moral intelligence is gone. And their betrayals are past counting. And so comes a lion to slay them. And here comes the wolf in the evening, and here comes the leopard, and they alike come to devour. You don't think that's happening? Well, don't trifle with God, my friends. We're on sacred ground right now, but it's also sacred because it's so solemn. The lions are in the street. The wolves have come out at night. The leopards are watching over the cities. The invaders are in the streets like lions, wolves, and leopards. And anybody who goes into the streets is probably in really big trouble. Big trouble. And so it goes on and on. Why is that? The invaders are ready to pounce and kill. Like mountain lion, like a wilderness wolf, like panthers and leopards on the prowl. Streets aren't safe. Why? Look at it. Because the people's sins are piled sky high. Their betrayals. They're past counting. Moral intelligence is lacking. It lacks from the low levels to the high levels. In fact, look at this. They lack the ability to judge. That is destroyed for a want, a lack of judgment. So what's needed now? Look at this now. Prophetic moral intelligence judgments are the only effective means. Therefore, God says, I've hewn them out by the prophets, okay? I've slain them by the words of my mouth. And my judgments are as the light that goes forth. Oh, I don't want you to miss this. Because you, my friend, I hope will join me in this great movement of God those that have moral intelligence signed up, doing what we should and can do to affect politics, because the politics affects the whole nation. And so when you and I, and when you and I speak up to the leaders and to everybody we can, with the moral judgments of God, the judgments that we give them are like light that goes forth. That's the only hope, is that right now, people with moral intelligence will speak up and affect the politics of our day. Now, we certainly want to reach everybody with the moral. I mean, everybody's personal well-being is hinged upon their moral intelligence or not. Vocational, educational, domestic, marriage, you name it, how the family goes. Haven't we already learned that? Moral intelligence keeps a marriage together, and the lack of moral intelligence destroys marriages and destroys children. It's so intelligent that 42% of children are now raised in homes without a physical father even present, let alone functional. But my point here is that our more intelligent adjudications must reach the leadership, the king, president, congressman, senator, a judge in the Supreme Court that sitteth on the throne of judgment. His job is to scatter away all evil, so that judge should be able to make a decision so quick, and nobody would dare try and change it. The king or the leader, the senator, the congressman, the judge, by judgment, he will establish the land. But watch out, because I'm going to come to this a little later, but I want you to see it here and now. But he that's for sale, he that takes bribes, he that takes gifts shall overthrow moral judgment that's needed in the political intelligence arena. The leaders. In fact, let's take a look at the scripture. Because we are against principalities. We're dealing with powers. Look at this. We're dealing against the rulers of the darkness of the world, all over the nations of the world. Watch it now. We're against spiritual wickedness. Now look at this. Don't miss this phrase. In high places. Evil is a lot worse in high places. Now, it's bad down here where we all live, but when the leaders don't have moral intelligence, it cascades down and affects all of us, everybody. We must reach the leaders. The robbery of the wicked shall destroy them because they refuse to do judgment. Oh my goodness. Now, I want you to get this, because this is not a heavy burden. Our moral intelligence adjudications are to be a joy and not a drudgery. This is not a load dumped on you too hard to bear. It should, in fact, produce joy. Look at this now. It is a joy to the just to do judgment. It's a joy. This is the job right now. Do it happily. But destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. Okay. Let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness like a mighty stream. Now watch this. It must reach not just the leaders, but all the leaders without respect of persons. Not one group, not another. Not one person and not another person. Every senator, every congressman, everybody in the White House, everybody in the Supreme Court and all the lesser courts as well. We have to do this without respecting any person. Look at this. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters. Hey, let's stop there. Look at this again. Moral intelligence that comes from your heart and mind through your lips makes your mouth like deep water. And the wellspring of wisdom, you're like a flowing brook. But it's not good to accept the person of the wicked. It's not good to overthrow the righteousness and judgment. Don't overlook anybody. Keep it going for everybody. Now, let's look at another scripture. These things are also belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect of persons in adjudicating, in making judgments about moral issues. Look at this. He that says to the wicked, you're righteous. Imagine this. To put the stamp of approval on an evil idea. Him shall the people curse. And they're going to look at nations shall abhor him. But to them that rebuke him, I don't know when we're going to get to this, but this idea of rebuking people is so misrepresented. It's a loving act. In fact, Scripture says, Leviticus, listen, 19:17 says, thou shalt not in any wise suffer sin to come upon your neighbor, but thou shalt rebuke him. The problem is that most of the people who do the rebuking aren't doing it in love. That's why, you see, the preaching of repentance without love is not really preaching repentance, it's condemnation. Let's go back here, though. But if we rebuke these, it shall be a delight to us, and a good blessing shall come on them. Oh, my goodness. And every man shall kiss his lips, that gives the right answer. So you see, this is a joyful activity for us. We get to carry the moral intelligence to the people who need it the most, especially those in high places. Now, in the doing of it, you must be aware, because I'm thinking it's the number one issue today is that corrupts government, judges, senators, congressmen, is bribery. Because he takes a gift. People come, a wicked man takes a gift out of his bosom. Why? To pervert the way of judgment. Do you understand how drastic this is? That moral intelligence ceases to exist in political circles in Maine because they take gifts, they get bribes, they come out of Congress far wealthier than their salary should have ever made him. So watch out. Now, I only got a couple more things. I want you not to miss on. And here's one. That when we adjudicate with moral intelligence adjudications are done in love. This is not being angry, bitter, hateful, resentful. Remember, we're to bless our enemies, do good to those. Watch now. So I pray that your love may abound yet more and more. Watch this now. That your love may abound more and more in knowledge and in all the adjudications that you have to make. I don't want you to miss this. This is not just mere love. It's abounding love. I pray that your love may abound more and more when you have to deliver judgments. That you may approve things that are excellent. That's the other side of the coin. We didn't just point out what's wrong. We're going to tell them what's good. We're going to approve the things that are excellent. And that, watch it now, because when we do this, not just out of love, that we must be sincere. And we must do this without offense. How to offend people without being offensive? The truth may offend them, but not us, not an ugly disposition or mean personality. So we're to do this in love. We're to approve things that are excellent. Come and give them the kudos for what they do right. Let's be sincere and without offense. And let's be filled with the fruits of what's right. Because you see, these things come by Jesus Christ under the glory and praise of God. My goodness, this is so exciting. Now, to do this task takes thought, intelligence. That's why we call it moral intelligence. Remember what intelligence is. It's the characteristic of understanding. So our moral intelligence adjudications must be based on understanding. Because evil men understand not judgment. They just go pointed finger, condemn. They have no clue. But they that seek the Lord understand all things. You see, God followers, those who seek the Lord, they get it together, not because of their personal academic prowess, but because of their source of wisdom and intelligence. Okay? So let me conclude with this. The only thing, it is only the moral intelligence that can save the nation. The biggest, greatest need right now is moral intelligent people. Without them, not going to happen. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness. He's going to self-destruct. Not sustainable. But the righteous have hope in his death. Not necessarily, they need to get out of the way. That's for sure. Here's why. Because righteousness exalts a nation. Moral intelligence exalts a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. So, what should you do? I want to recommend three things. Number one, you devote yourself to moral intelligence. You promote moral intelligence to everybody, and especially if you can reach leadership. And of all things you want to make sure you do, you want to devote, promote, and you want to vote. That's the task that is set before us, and we must do it. So the question is this worth the doing? So I want to close with a scripture that was dear to the hearts of the founders of these United States of America and to many other countries of the world, I trust. What nation is there so great? Who hath God so close to them? As the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for. What great nation is so great? Look at this. And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments that are so morally intelligent as all of these laws that I give you, and I set them before you this day? Only take heed to yourself. Keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things thine eyes have seen, lest they depart out from thy heart all the days of thy life. Make sure you teach moral intelligence to your sons and thy sons' sons. And that, my friend, is what we must do. We must communicate moral intelligence and influence political intelligence, because this nation was once there, and it must come back. May God be with you, help you. Join the throng. We have a great leader, because moral intelligence is what's needed to influence political intelligence.